Greeny with Mike Greenberg, the podcast.
Back and better than ever, Greeny, presented by Progressive Insurance. Guests on the Goodyear Hotline. This is Giving Tuesday, which is a very big deal here, especially to me. We're all over that. Plus, we've got college coaches chaos, the last day of baseball as we know it. Tiger Woods, Jim Kelly, Rich Eisen live. Let's go.
Here we go.
Only one place to start.
All right, and very quickly, before I bring my friend and colleague Paul Feinbaum into the conversation, I want to just make sure that everyone is aware that today is Giving Tuesday, a day when people all across the country give back to support the organizations that mean the most to them. And for all of us here at ESPN, and in particular at ESPN Radio, we have been raising money for the V Foundation longer than I have been working here, and I've been working here 25 years. There is not anything better or more important that we do. And as our day continues here, I will talk at length about my feelings about the V Foundation and why I would ask you humbly today, if you can be of help to us in fighting cancer, that the V Foundation is the best possible choice for making that difference and why I have chosen to do so in my life. We will get to all of that in just a little bit. But I did ask my friend Paul Feinbaum to jump on here. He's with us on the Goodyear Hotline, making the plays that move you forward. Goodyear more driven, because we are going to talk a lot about sports today. This will be a sports show, and we will certainly do our share for the V Foundation today. But Paul Feinbaum, obviously, this is an extraordinary little moment here in the pantheon, if you will, in the big picture of college sports. Because for, you know, you and I go back a ways, and Notre Dame was always the place that anyone would leave anywhere they were to go to. So before we get into any of the particulars, just what jumps off the top of your head when you hear the coach at Notre Dame, who is extraordinarily successful there, winning games, has a chance to get to the playoff this year, chooses voluntarily to leave for another job?
Greeny, it's been a dizzying week, and we have only reached Tuesday. And the idea that Notre Dame, which growing up, and you grew up certainly in the same era as I did, a little bit later, Notre Dame was it. There was no bigger name than Notre Dame. Everybody looked at Notre Dame to see, you know, what the best and the brightest look like. And the idea that a coach who's been there 12 years, who's been very successful, who's on the verge of his best recruiting class, on the verge of being, maybe get in the playoff, maybe not, probably not, leaving Notre Dame to go to LSU. And it is one of the most shocking things that I have ever encountered. And that comes after 24 hours or 48 hours ago, an equally shocking move. But leaving Oklahoma for Southern Cal is not quite the same thing. That's marginally a step up. But in the three school, in speaking about Southern Cal and Notre Dame, those are the gold standards of yesteryear. And I think what it says is that college football has moved south. No surprise that the SEC is the dominant conference. No surprise, too, that if you want to win a national championship, that is where you go. And I offer one more preamble to this answer here, Greeny. LSU is a sure – it's a cinch to win a title there, meaning Saban did it. Okay, we get that. He's the GOAT. But so did Les Miles, who's never going to be in a Hall of Fame, and so did Ed Orgeron, who, you know, I'm still surprised ever got the job, even though he won a title 2 years ago. So that's why Brian Kelly took the job, and I think he has a very good chance of winning down there.
And there are 95 million other reasons why he took the job. That came out as we were wrapping up Get Up today, that his contract is 10 years and $95 million. But he was going to get paid a lot of money at Notre Dame. I actually don't think the money is the big piece of this. Let me give you the counter argument to that. When Lincoln Riley decided to go to USC, here was the first thought I had. The best way to win the national championship in college football is to have a program that would be good enough to compete in the SEC, but not have to, which is to say, that's what Dabo Sweeney has done at Clemson, right? You put together an unbelievably good team and you play in a conference where maybe you play one tough game a year instead of the gauntlet those guys deal in. If Brian Kelly thought he was having a tough time with Stanford, now he's going to have to go to Alabama and Florida, all these other places every single week. That, to me, it feels a little bit like be careful what you wish for.
True, and everything you said is correct. But, you know, Brian Kelly, I don't think, had too many moves left. He either stays at Notre Dame and tries to find enough players that can beat an Alabama, an LSU, a Clemson in a CFP semifinal or final, or he makes the plunge. And I think when they, I think he thought about it a few months ago when Scott Woodward, the AD, called him. And I think he thought again. And the reason why he thought again is he watched. He saw what James Franklin got at Penn State and Mel Tucker at Michigan State, two coaches who are certainly not quite in his league yet. He saw the Lincoln Riley move, and he said, you know what, I'm 60 years old. I don't have many moves left. I don't have any moves left, frankly, other than the one on the phone right now with LSU, and I'm going to take it. And I think he was essentially saying, I can't win a national championship at Notre Dame. That may sound harsh to Irish fans all over this country, but it's a reality. They have not won a title since 1988, and I don't think they were going to win one under Brian Kelly.
Greeny and Paul Feinbaum with us here with the Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. That opens up what, as we initially said here, was once upon a time the preeminent job in college football and remains a very big deal. So what would be the list of usual suspects, in your view, for Notre Dame right now?
You start with Luke Fickell, but there are complications, Greeny, because right now a win away from getting in the playoffs, and, you know, can Luke Fickell walk away from that, or can Cincinnati and Notre Dame negotiate some sort of arrangement? I think it's possible. There was a time when you could take another job and still play for the national championship. You can still do it as an assistant. It's happened several times with Nick Saban assistants. But I think that would be something I would have to find out very quickly. And Jack Swarbrick, I think, might allow that because he doesn't view things as narrowly as some perhaps in the South would. But so that's where you start. Matt Campbell's a name that seemingly has been mentioned for every job in the country. You have Marcus Freeman on that staff, who is well thought of and maybe the player's favorite. But I think it starts with Luke Fickell. He is the most attractive coach remaining on the board.
Again, Luke Fickell, who briefly was an interim coach or had a season at Ohio. Interim is probably not exactly what he was, but he was there at Ohio State between Tressel and Urban Meyer, and now has built Cincinnati into a place where they may wind up getting into the playoff. And so, Paul, that's the next piece of this, because you know what all the fans are saying and everyone is going to say, and it's the right thing to say, which is, Cincinnati has a real chance to get into the playoff here. They're on the doorstep, as you just pointed out. Notre Dame still has a real chance of getting into the playoff. What does it say about the sport? I mean, Oklahoma had the chance until they lost on Saturday night, and Lincoln Riley took the job like 5 hours later. So the idea that, you know, that he wasn't going otherwise doesn't seem to hold water to me. What does it say about where we are in the sport that coaches are leaving programs while they still have a chance to win the national championship?
College football has no conscience, Greeny, and you know, that should not come as a big surprise to you, because we've seen so many stupefying events already this year, from the Oklahoma-Texas departure to Lincoln Riley, probably on the bus back home, cutting a deal with Southern Cal, to Brian Kelly out recruiting yesterday while, you know, excuse me, mom and dad, I love the chicken fried steak you've served me, but I've got to take a call outside so I can go accept the LSU job. It's happening so fast, Greeny, that there really is no time to digest it and reflect, because it's just throw more money after people, and fans don't care. They don't care that yesterday they hated Brian Kelly and today he's their coach. Same with Lincoln Riley, same with everyone else. And Nick Saban's got to be sitting there going, no, is anybody going to offer me a job? I mean, I'm the best coach of all time. But that's just the way it is. And the most surprising thing, Greeny, it's not even surprising.
Greeny with you, presented by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your car, home, motorcycle, commercial auto, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at progressive.com. One more for you. And again, anyone who's listening to us who doesn't know, Paul is the voice of the Southeastern Conference and hosts, you know, his radio show is simulcast on our SEC network. And no one understands the dynamics down there better than Paul does. And I say that just to make sure that everyone understands, Paul, your expertise when I ask you this question. Oklahoma and Texas are about to move to the SEC. Any of the things that have happened here, particularly Lincoln Riley departing, does that change anything? Will that impact all of this in any way? And will any of this college realignment be impacted by all of this movement?
I don't think so, but I do think Oklahoma has been devalued, Greeny. They are in a really precarious position. having lost Lincoln Riley. So, you know, that and Texas has been mired in a rough season under Sarkisian. I think the only thing it will do will expedite their departure from the Big 12. There are a lot of accusations from Oklahoma fans that they're not being treated fairly. I'm sure everyone else cares not about that. But, you know, the price tag right now is supposedly about $80 million a school. That's ridiculous money. But I think the two schools are probably going to figure out a way to get out of there. Not that it will be easier, but sometimes they just need to start over again. And right now they are both dead man walking in the Big 12.
All right, that's really well done and well said. Paul, I so appreciate you jumping in here. I know everyone is grabbing at you today with all of this news. I appreciate you jumping in, and I will see you soon. Thank you.
A pleasure, Granny. See you soon.
All right, that's Paul Feinbaum again. I find all this stuff fascinating. And as our morning continues here, I will give you some of my thoughts on sort of the morality and ethics of all of it, because it just doesn't sit exactly right, right? You've got a scenario, and I always root for chaos. But you've got a scenario where if Luke Fickell, I just want to make sure everyone understands the dynamics of what's at play here. Nuno, tell me if you're rooting for this. Luke Fickell is the coach of Cincinnati. His name is now being bandied about at Notre Dame. It is not inconceivable that both Cincinnati and Notre Dame make it into the college football playoff, which means there's a scenario in which Luke Fickell leads Cincinnati to the playoff and then coaches against them in the playoff itself. Now, I don't think that's going to happen. I don't think almost any part of that will or would happen. But the mere fact that it is on the table should give you some indication of where we are with all of this. And Nuno, I will just get your quick thought on that before I run to a break.
Love it. Sign me up for chaos. We need more chaos.
You like the chaos because of what it says about the institution, or you just like chaos in general? I like it because I like having the hypocrisy of the entire thing exposed this blatantly.
Oh, there's twofold. That, and also it makes my job as a producer easier, because then we already know what we're going to talk about.
That is correct. Okay, we will pause briefly. Hey, did you know the free AutoZone Fix Finder service can help troubleshoot the likely cause of your pesky check engine light for free and help you save time and money down the road? Restrictions apply. Get in the zone with AutoZone. I have much more to do on this. I've got Jim Kelly coming up live here, and I will remind you today is Giving Tuesday. That is a very important day for us, and I will tell you why it means so much to me as we continue here. Glad you're with us. This is Greeny on ESPN Radio.
Greeny, the podcast.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. I do, you do, we all do. Big, small, and when we keep them bottled up, as I sometimes have had happen in the past, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/Greeny today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Greeny, GREENY.
So today's Giving Tuesday across this country, a day for people to assess the organizations, the philanthropies that mean the most to them and to their communities. And for all of us at ESPN, that has for a very long time now been the V Foundation, which was founded by and in honor of the great Jim Valvano and has done extraordinary work for decades now since, raising hundreds of millions of dollars, of which 100 cents of every dollar go directly towards what you want it to, goes directly towards funding cancer research. It's something that my wife, Stacey, and I have decided to make our own philanthropic priority. You may know I've written two books, of which I donate 100% of the proceeds to the V Foundation. One of them is for breast cancer, and the other is for pediatric cancer. And this is something that is extremely important to me. And if my vouching for them, that's not the right word, but I couldn't think of a better one, means anything to you, then I assure you, if you knew the people of the V Foundation, you would say, yes, these are the people I believe in. These are the people I want to donate my money to because I know they will do exactly the right things with it. And the way you can do that now is by giving at v.org/donate. Again, 100 cents of every dollar that you give goes directly towards fighting cancer. And with that in mind, I am thrilled to bring my friend Jim Kelly into the conversation, who, of course, is in the Hall of Fame and is one of the great quarterbacks that ever lived and one of the great people you will ever know. And anyone who knows Jim or knows of Jim knows of the extraordinary battles he has had with cancer in his life. And Jim, so on a day like this, I wanted people to hear your voice and because everyone loves you, and to understand just how important the work that we do today is. With Jim, with that, I'll give you the floor. Anything you feel like saying today, I feel like hearing.
Well, number one, your heart has always been in the right place, Greeny, and what you stand for and what you do. I just wish there were so many other people that had the same attitude that you have, because cancer in our lives today is so bad. I mean, every time you wake up, either a friend, a family member is suffering through it. And I know that my speech, my voice is not the same as it used to be, because I completely, you know, just in, I guess jokingly, I've put my foot in my mouth a few times, but my last recent surgery I had, they took my whole fibula bone out of my left leg, removed my whole upper jaw on both sides, and through a 12-hour surgery, they replaced my whole upper jaw. So my speech isn't quite what it is, like it was before, but I'm very blessed. I'm still above the grass. I'm still able to go out and do what you do, and that's to try to make a difference in this world, because with everything that's going on, not just with cancer, with everything, there needs to be somebody, there needs to be a lot more people out there pressing to make people's days better, to give them a chance and give them an opportunity to see the light of the next day, to be able to be a difference maker. And with everything that's going on with the Jimmy V Foundation, all the things that they've done over the years, they are a difference maker. And I'm sure that people and families out there that are going through tough times right now understand that, you know, from start to finish, because it's not easy. It takes all the specialists, all the major doctors and scientists to be able to figure out what the next thing is going to be. How can we battle this, and how can we win? We have been winning, but as you well know, Greeny, there's a lot of people out there that go through tough times and they give up. We just cannot give up on not only what Jimmy V has been able to do through his foundation, but all of us that can be a difference maker. Let's be a difference maker for the positive side, not always looking to the negative all the time. And that in today's society, that is so much. We have to understand that the celebrities out there that have a attitude that for positive, to be able to bring everybody together, to be able to be a difference maker, we need to do more of that than worry about all the negativity that we hear nowadays. And it starts with making sure people have a right to be able to fight and be able to fight for everything they stand for. And when I say fight, I mean each and every day with your health. Be able to never give up. Be able to know that it doesn't matter if you're a truck driver, a school teacher, a 9-to-5 worker, you can be a difference maker in your community. And never think that just because somebody is a professional athlete or an entertainer that you have to listen to everything they say. We have to get better in this world today to be able to look towards more towards the positive and not always looking at what's wrong with this, what's wrong with that. What Jimmy V has done from start to finish and what you continue to do, Greeny, is promote people being a difference maker. And you have been doing that for so many years now. And I personally thank you, because I know what it has meant to so many people.
That's beautifully said, Jim. And here's the way this was explained to me. Mike and I did this radiothon every year, all those years. And one year we were down at the Texas Medical Center, one of the biggest and best cancer hospitals in the world. And a doctor explained it to me. He said, well, you guys are in sports, so let's treat this like a game. Here's how the game is played. The game is that we keep people alive as long as we can, because the advances that are being made, thanks to places like the V Foundation, are extraordinary. So things that we could not cure 5 years ago, we can cure today. Who knows where we'll be 5 years from now? And so that's what we're doing, is just getting. And so, and Jim, candidly, there was a time with your diagnoses that you wouldn't be having this conversation with me right now, and all the things you would have missed in your life. And I think about that. I think about the things that people get the chance to experience that they otherwise would not have. That's where we are. That's the difference that this is making. And for everything we've done in the next 5 years, the way I understand this, we will be able to do so much more than we have done in the last 50 in the areas of cancer research, that miracles, which are being worked already, will be worked on a regular basis. Oh, I'm told that we lost Jim there, and I will try and get him back on the phone. But that was the way this was explained to me. And I had this conversation with a doctor when my father-in-law was diagnosed as well. Jim, I'm sorry, I don't know how much of there we lost your phone line, but that's basically what it is that there are so many people who are alive and having wonderful experiences today that 20 years ago would not have been. And who knows where we might be 5 years from now with all the advances we might still make. And that is what it is we're doing here.
Oh, I totally 100% agree with that, because there are so many smart people in this world that they're working for all of us, because each and every year something else pops up, but we have to continue as human beings to try to get better. A good example, again, Greeny, is my son, who was born on my birthday, Valentine's Day, when me and my wife had our son. And of course, I was like any father. You dream about what you're going to do with your little boy and all the things I had dreamt about when my son was born on my birthday. And we had no idea what was going on, who to turn to. And with the leukodystrophy is what my son had. They pretty much told us to take him home, give him that unconditional love, and watch him pass away. And the average life was 14 months. And we went on to start our foundation, Hunter's Hope. And now their kids are walking, talking, and smiling because of research that they do. And we just got to keep pressing on and to make sure every state tests for a maximum amount of treatable diseases to give these kids a chance to dream like I was able to do as a little boy. And the thing is, when I was diagnosed with cancer, I had no idea what type of cancer. I'd never heard of it, squamous cell carcinoma. And I'm like, what is that? And we did our research, and we didn't know much about it before. But now there's people that are walking, talking, and able to do what I do today, and that's being able to travel the country speaking and trying to give people a chance to understand that things are on its way. You just have to be strong enough to get through the first part and then know that the good Lord has a plan for all of us, and some of us are more blessed than others, and I've been very blessed because I know what God has planned for me, and that's to be a difference maker for other people that are giving up on their life. They don't want to go through this anymore, but boy, I'll tell you what, with everything that, whether it's a Jimmy V or you were talking about the place in Texas, and of course in New York City where I went, these doctors are magnificent, things that they come up with. And of course I'm living proof, and there's so many people out there that are living proof that things do work and to never give up.
That's a perfectly chosen use of words, living proof. That's what it is. That is the game that we're playing here, again, to use that terminology. Jim, as great a football player as you were, this will be your legacy. This is what everyone will remember you for a lot longer than they'll remember all the Super Bowls and all the rest of that. So the very best to you and your family, as always. I will see you soon, and I'm going to owe you a couple of steaks at the end of the season here, so and the Jets-Bills bet, so we'll get that settled as well.
Hold on, Green. I remember the part about never giving up. Yeah. Come on, man. You're already giving up on your Jets.
That's true. Well, some things, I don't even want to make a joke about it on this day, but some things, let's put it this way. I'm already researching the stakes, but I will root for the best, and we'll see what happens. Thank you very much, Jim Kelly. Very best to you, as always.
My pleasure, and thank you for having me.
No, he's the best. I mean, Jim Kelly is just such a good man. And he's been through hell. I mean, the reality is, you know his story. You know what he's been through. But the way I choose to look at this stuff, I'm just going to take a moment to talk about this here, and then we'll get back to all the sports today, I promise, because there's a lot of things that we need to get into today. But this stuff is really important. I tried to describe it well there, what that doctor said to me, which is, if we can just keep people alive, then the prognoses on these diagnoses change dramatically. Like the difference between being diagnosed with cancer today versus being diagnosed with cancer 10 years ago is monumental. The things that we can cure, the things that we can survive. And what that suggests is that 10 years from now, we could be living in an entirely different world with this. And again, because this has impacted my family so significantly, and I don't think there's any family in the world that it hasn't. You know, Stacey and I chose at one time when we started doing well enough that we could start making a little bit of a difference, that this was going to be our philanthropic priority. And the V Foundation is the best. So they gave me a bunch of notes that I can read to you here. I can tell you I know all the people. I know everybody there. And they are the best. And this is the passion that I have observed firsthand of the people at the V Foundation and the way they go about this and why it matters so much to them. If my recommendation means anything to you, I'm telling you, if your objective is to try and make a difference in the battle against cancer, you can do no better than the V Foundation. So the notes are simple. 100% of your donations go to cancer research because they have a separate endowment that covers all expenses. So 100% of what you give goes to the researchers working so hard to find a cure. The V Foundation has received 11 consecutive four-star ratings, which is out of four, by Charity Navigator, which is a leading charity evaluator. This puts the V Foundation among the top 2% of all charities evaluated. And look, if you're old enough as I am to remember Jim Valvano, then, I mean, he was a legend and an epic. If you're not old enough to remember him, you probably remember our friend Stuart Scott. I didn't know Jimmy V personally, but I knew Stuart quite well. And he was a great man who was taken from us much too soon. And there are millions and millions of those stories, unfortunately. And at times like these, when there is economic uncertainty, when we still have a pandemic that we're dealing in, and it is very easy to forget about cancer. But cancer doesn't go away. And Mike once said at a fundraiser that we spoke at, he said, cancer loves a bad economy because I mean, people don't give as much money. So there's not enough of us, not as much of a fight. So we can't let that happen. So again, I ask you if you can, and you can bring a tear to your eyes sometimes when I think about it, like we would do these big contests and people would donate, you know, $25,000, $30,000, $35,000. If you're fortunate enough to be able to do that and you're willing to do it, God bless you. That's wonderful and it makes an enormous difference. But the donations that I personally have seen and have taken on the phone over the course of years is when people will call in and they will say, I can give 10 bucks. That's all I can give. But I want to be a part of this. That means more than anything. Those to me are the most special and meaningful of the gifts that we receive. So whatever it is you can do to help today, whatever it is you can do to be a part of it, please know first and foremost that it is appreciated. But more importantly, that it is going directly where you want it to go. And that we are going to see a day in which we are going to cure cancer, in which all of these cancer diagnoses are going to result in you missing a couple of weeks of work, and that's it. And that day is coming. I'm telling you we're going to do it. I believe I'm going to live to see that. And that will happen because of the work that we do here today and on days like it.
Greeny, the podcast.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, We know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
We'll have more on Giving Tuesday as we continue. Rich Eisen will jump in the program in our second hour today. But right now,
you ask these questions.
Greeny's question of the day.
The question of the day is very simple. Do you have a problem with Lincoln Riley and Brian Kelly leaving their jobs the way they do and when they do, which I guess are on some level the same thing, considering the timing, the circumstance, and everything else? Hashtag crew has assembled around me today. We don't have Hembo today. So, Nuno, I will start with you. Do you have an issue with Lincoln Riley and Brian Kelly departing as they do?
I do not. I have an issue, or all I will say is the people that attack the players for skipping out on bowl games, guys transferring, I would say if you're going to react and have an issue with them, have an issue with the coaches. I don't have an issue with anyone doing what they believe is best for their future and their families.
Fair enough. Now, so the fact that Brian Kelly's team still has a real chance, not an outside chance, but a real chance of making it into the playoff. They are still competing for a championship this year. And if Luke Fickell does go take the Notre Dame job, and I have no reason to believe he's going to, except his is the name that keeps coming up. But if he were to do that, his team, if they win this weekend, I'm told, has an 89% chance of getting in. That would not change your perspective at all?
Nope. It's a business. And the coaches treat it like a business. The schools treat it like a business. The fans should treat it like a business and realize that this is a business across the board, players on up.
Okay, fair enough. I mean, winning a championship is supposed to be the lifelong goal of these people, and they're telling you with their actions, pay no attention to what people say, just look what they do. They're telling you with their actions that that isn't the most important thing to them, and that's fine, just so long as they don't ever tell you that it is the most important thing to them. Bubba, I come to you with the same question. Do you have a problem with Lincoln Riley and Brian Kelly leaving?
No, I would say kind of the same thing. I think you should always be able to do what's best for you. I think the thing I would say is, especially now with the ability of players to transfer, so it's not as inhibited as it was in the past, so players can move. So if coaches are able to move as freely as they can, players should be able to move, so that helps. The only thing I would also say is coaches need to stop giving these ridiculous answers. You know, do what Cliff Kingsbury said and just say, I'm not talking about that. I'm focused on the Cardinals right now. You know, Brian Kelly's answer. I know Lincoln Riley said, I'm not going to LSU, but whatever. Just stop giving these ridiculous answers of, I'm not going. I'm definitely not leaving. I'm not worried about it. I'm just focusing on this, because we all know you're leaving and you sound ridiculous every time you do it.
Yeah. The sound from Brian Kelly. Is that the one I have up here? Nuno, is the sound from Brian the one you have on my screen here? This was Brian Kelly when being asked about the possibility of leaving Notre Dame just a few weeks ago.
No. I mean, look, I think Mike Tomlin had the best line, right? You know, unless that fairy godmother comes by with that, you know, $250 million check, my wife would want to take a look at it first. I'd have to run it by her.
The fairy godmother came in a little light here, came in at 95 mil instead of 250 mil. I like Brian, and I have no issue whatsoever. To be clear, my answer to this is very similar to what the guys just said. I have no issue with this in the world in which we live today. I long had an enormous issue with the players being prohibited from moving from one place to another, but the coaches being free to just ignore a contract. I mean, the contracts are not worth the paper that they're printed on. And the players having been inhibited in that way. That always just struck me as completely unfair. But now that we have the transfer portal, and look how valuable it's been. Were it not for the transfer portal, who knows what Joe Burrow would be doing for a living today? But he probably wouldn't be an NFL quarterback, because he probably would never have become the starting quarterback at Ohio State. He would never have been drafted, and he'd be right now working somewhere else doing something else. But because he was able to transfer to LSU, he made himself the first pick in the draft. Look at Justin Fields. Justin Fields got beat out for a job at Georgia by Jake Fromm. If Justin Fields had no choice but to stay there, who knows what would have happened to him? Instead, he's a first-round pick in the NFL draft. And there are any number of stories like that. Now, I believe in America, everyone should be allowed to do whatever is in their best interest. So I have no issue with it. So long as we are just completely on the table, so long as we are just completely transparent about what is going on here, that this is not about alma mater, that this is not what is important to the people involved, is not what's important to you, that there is, if there is any difference at all, there is just a tiny little, the smallest bit of difference between professional sports and big time college sports. Let's just acknowledge that. And so long as we acknowledge it, then I have no issue with it. I have no issue with Brian going wherever he wants to go. I have no issue with Lincoln going wherever he wants to go. And those are just the reality of the circumstance. And you have to have a buyer beware. Is the Latin for that? Is that caveat emptor? Whatever that phrase is. If you are the parent of a superstar type athlete who is being recruited by one of these coaches, you have to bear in mind that they will look you in the eye and tell you, I'm not leaving here, and then they will turn around and leave 10 minutes later. And there are almost none of them who wouldn't do that. I'm not going to paint with a completely broad brush, but Marcus Spears told a great story on Get Up this morning when he said that when he was being recruited, his choices came down to Miami and LSU, the U and LSU. And Butch Davis was the coach of Miami. And when he was recruiting him, the rumors about his possibly departing for the NFL became a thing. And Marcus told the story today that Butch Davis looked him right in the eye. An 18-year-old kid looked him in the eye and said, I'm not leaving for Cleveland. I'm not going to become the coach of the Browns. And a week later, he was the coach of the Browns. And Marcus went to LSU. But if he had made up his mind to go to the U, and that had been months later instead of days later, in those days, Marcus couldn't have gotten out of it. He'd have been stuck there. He'd have lose a year of eligibility and sit out a year in order to go from one place to another. So thank goodness we don't live in that world anymore. So I'm 100% fine with these guys going and following whatever is in their best interest. And the amount of money they make seems reasonable to me. Every single person in America should make however much money someone wants to pay them. I don't have a problem with it. You shouldn't have a problem with it. Good for them. If someone thinks they're worth that amount of money, then they are. If you're a business owner, it can be tough to hire top talent, but when you post a job on ZipRecruiter, you get qualified candidates sent to you, and you can easily invite your top choices to apply. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/GREENY. Do it now to try ZipRecruiter for free. Plenty more sports conversation today, plus we will continue on this Giving Tuesday with our thoughts on the V Foundation, and we will have Rich Eisen jump in the conversation as well as we continue on ESPN Radio.
Thanks for listening to Greeny the Podcast. You can listen live each weekday morning at 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio and see it with the video on ESPN Plus. Also catch Greeny on Get Up weekday mornings at 8 on ESPN and also available wherever you get your podcast.